So we are here with another episode of Doormat Days, and I have this beautiful specimen of a man named Aaron Lyde. So, Mr. Lyde, tell them about yourself.
What's going on? My name is Aaron O'Neill Lyde Jr., 27-year-old.
Be proud of who you are.
Black man in America.
Okay.
Out here living the dream.
Okay, what's the dream?
You know, just work, love, peace, happiness.
What type of work do you do? Do you mind sharing with the people?
I am a traveling occupational therapist.
Okay.
Chill.
Credentials? All right. So, Aaron, my podcast, you know, we're here to help the women. We're here to help them build confidence. So I love to hear males' perspectives on how women can love themselves more, okay?
Well, I can help y'all with that.
Okay. So we're going to dive deep into that. But first, I want them to get to know you as a person. Mm-hmm. And so for my icebreaker today, I would like to do Would You Rather?
All right.
Okay. So I'm just going to shoot some Would You Rather questions, okay? The easiest one, would you rather be rich or famous?
Rich.
Why would you rather be rich?
Famous people deal with too much. I'd rather be rich. I'd rather have a house out there in the Hidden Hills, tucked away, you know, nice mansion, beautiful family. Family taken care of, mama happy.
I feel like
grandma's happy.
If you're that rich, you're bound to be famous,
nah,
though.
No, nah, I'm gonna be in the cut.
For real?
Yeah.
How?
Because, you know, I'm not out like that now. And, okay. And I'm not big on, like, being you know, backed by popular demand. I'm not sure. You know, I don't care about being everybody's friend.
You stay out of the public eye, basically.
I try. You know, I'm not big on that. I got a small friend circle. You know, I'm not big on having a whole bunch of associates or big on making everybody else happy. My goal is to make sure I'm happy. And if my closest friends are happy, you know, and family are happy, I'm good.
So would you rather have the ability to always speak your mind or to bite your tongue?
I feel like speaking your mind is a way to release, you know. I feel like biting your tongue, that's when people start to internalize how they really feel. And you can't be 100% yourself if you're not always expressing yourself in some shape or form, whether that's through art, speaking, or whatever it may be. I feel like, you know, you saying what you have to say is part of you, part of your personality.
But what if it gets to the point to where it just hurts people's feelings, though?
Are you concerned more so about the truth, or are you concerned about everybody's feelings?
All right, but just because you feel a certain way don't make it the truth.
Of course
now.
Not. It has to be balanced. It has to be balanced, too. You have to find some balance between always speaking, biting your tongue. I think it's like 50-50.
All right. And
so, a lot of times we want to say stuff that we know, okay, we can say it. Yeah, we may be right, but is it really best for me to say this right now? How beneficial would this be for me to say this right now?
So are you the type of person to always speak your mind anyway?
No. I don't speak on a lot of stuff.
What?
Yeah, because, I mean, sometimes you have to ask yourself, okay, what purpose does it serve? You know, like, is this really going to make a difference of me saying this right now?
Okay.
Really.
Okay. All right, Aaron. So if you had to describe your perfect woman, who would this woman be?
I would first start off with personality.
Okay.
Because, you know, everything else fades, you know. But, you know, me working in healthcare and having like a wide range of patients from 5 to 9 years old and up to 100 years old plus. Mm-hmm. One thing I noticed is like in my 100-year-old patients, you know what kind of personality that they've kind of had consistently throughout their life. And that's one thing that stayed with them, your personality. Whereas your looks and all that other stuff kind of fades. I think every man wants like a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Something to look at, something to hold on to, you know, something that motivates them to stay on top of their stuff physically. But I think at the end of the day, like, you have to have some more substance than looks. So yeah. Personality, I would start off with personality. A lot of times if someone's personality is popping, you can then move on to the physical. So if you can get the personality popping, and I would say professionally too, like, I love a woman that's like super professional, super about her stuff, extracurricular things going on, self-motivator, type A female.
Lord, type A, what does this mean?
Type A woman is like somebody who you really don't have to motivate to go get that bag.
Okay.
Like, you ain't got to tell her, like, so, but, to I grind. Mean, she
you
already
don't,
doing it.
But they say opposites attract.
Nah,
so if
I'm
you're the
that.
Type A.
I'm believing that.
Okay.
I never believed. That never made any sense to me. Well, I think in some cases, like, there's some people like where if a woman, if she's the type to be like super outgoing, super open-minded, always speaking on her mind, super turnt, sometimes it's best for her to have a guy that's opposite, laid back, real chill.
Okay.
So like I can kind of see where that is, but that's never really worked for me.
Okay. Okay.
But then I know some type A women that are out there popping like that, and they like a guy that's on the same level as them, high energy, self-motivator.
So for a woman to be a type A woman, though, because I don't want women to feel like you have to have all these accolades and degrees and whatnot to be considered a type A person.
You don't.
So how can you be a type A person and still be motivated, but maybe not be what society feels like or deems that type A person?
Well, I think the first thing you got to do is get rid of what society feels like, because who is society? Like, people always putting on and doing things for society, but they can't identify who society is. Mm-hmm. Can you walk up to society and shake society's hand?
No.
Is society writing your check?
No.
To pay your bills.
Somebody in the society,
but I'm talking about on this mass scale of speaking about society. Speaking about society is about speaking like about Illuminati. Mm-hmm. Where they at? You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, where they at? Like, you putting all this energy? You put more energy into appeasing society, somebody you can't identify, than you do making yourself happy. Somebody that you wake up internally and internalizing on a daily basis.
Okay, so you would tell her to give up society.
I would say give up society. Once you give up society, you don't need no life coach.
Okay.
Like, you don't need any advice once you kind of like let go of that whole perspective of let me put on for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Like, I do stuff because it makes me happy.
Okay. So how did you know occupational therapy was going to make you happy?
Because it's a self-fulfilling occupation for me. Like, I thoroughly enjoy seeing someone progress from, for example, not being able to use their hand at all to grasping their purse, mm-hmm. or grasping a bag of groceries, or being able to wash themselves, or somebody who had a stroke who can't tie their shoes, mm-hmm. or can't brush their teeth. Like, all of a sudden being able to, like, do the small things that we take advantage of on a daily basis. I thoroughly enjoy seeing people progress to being better.
Okay.
So, like, that makes me happy.
Okay.
So I'm not an OT because society says it's a good job, or I make awesome money, or I have an awesome career, and I have flexibility in my career. Yeah, that's what society says, quote-unquote society says, but where do you first get the self-gratification?
Okay.
I was just talking to a friend of mine who had a change in employment, And I told her the number one thing is self-preservation is key. Mm-hmm. You have to be selfish.
You have to be selfish.
You got
to
be selfish.
That's a whole nother topic.
You have to be selfish. I'm not saying be self-centered. Mm-hmm. I'm saying be selfish. Take care of yourself. Like, we get so caught up into making sure our boss is happy, making sure the boyfriend is happy, making sure the girlfriend is happy, making sure mama's happy, making sure the kid is happy. Like, when was the last time you did something for you?
Okay. No, just kind of taking the conversation back to where we started as far as how can somebody be a type A female and still not have all these accolades. All right. So she got out of thinking about what society has. Like, still, how can a woman who doesn't have all the accolades that you do or work in the same career field, how can she still feel like she can pull a guy who maybe is on your level, you know, whatever level you might consider yourself on, if she's not there yet financially?
Because I don't feel like finances has anything to do with.
Yes, it does, because your finances show a great deal of how much of a go-getter you are. I feel like
you could be a go-getter in the arena of being a teacher, be an excellent teacher, be top best at what you do, but your financial output. And to think the financial bread that you bring in may not resemble the type of work that you do. That's why you have a lot of people who are humanitarians. Humanitarians don't get paid a lot of money for the things that they do. A lot of times they don't take a salary at all. Like, there's a lady in Haiti who runs an outpatient clinic for pediatrics and occupational therapy. And I talked to her and I was asking her about what kind of government assistance she gets. She gets nothing. She runs everything based off of her 401k savings.
Wow.
So she worked for 50 years being an OT, and she dumped her whole 401k savings into this clinic. That was her life goal.
That's very noble.
So I don't believe, I think also like finances like is like that big demon that's like in the corner staring down at people, and people feel as if they have to be on the same level financially with somebody to mesh with them on a personality and relationship level, but that's not true. And also you should look at your partner as being somebody who does not care about that. So that should be on your list. Okay, somebody who really does not care about money. The same way you want him tall, dark skinned with a beard, you need right up under that, or on top of that, it needs to be, okay, somebody who is confident in his ability to manage finances, and then let that be it. Because if you make 80 grand a year and he makes 40, but you got 100 grand in loans, who makes the most amount of money? And he ain't got none.
Okay.
So it's all about, does it really matter about like what somebody is bringing home if they're kicking it all out? That's one thing you got to look at too.
Okay.
So like his ability to manage finances should be more so your concern versus the amount of money that he's making. So even for myself as being single, I could care less, honestly, about now in the stage that I'm in, about how much a woman makes. I'm more so concerned about how does she manage money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even if she's not where she wants to be financially, do you see the efforts of her working and grinding to get to where she wants to be?
Okay.
Like things like that that actually have value, not where she is now, but...
How many people do you think walking this earth have that same mentality, though?
Like, I don't think a lot of people have that mentality. Okay. Now, that's why a lot of people are single, too.
Yeah, that's true. And
you know, not by choice. Like, a lot of people are single, not by choice. There's people out here legit want to be in relationships that can't get into one or continuously get into bad ones because they're focusing too much on the surface. Like, you got to dig a little deeper than that. Like, if you want to be impressed, you should be impressed more so about his personality versus the bag that he's bringing home.
All right. So for the ladies out there, let us know what you feel like is considered thinking on a surface level. Because there's a lot of women out here that don't realize how shallow their relationships to these men are. Like, I don't know how many relationships I've been in. Now, the only thing I can keep saying is, man, he is just so fine. He is just so fine. And it's like, my friend's like, well, when is he going to be something else? You know,
right. Like, I mean, honestly, though, like when, like, okay, he tall, dark, and handsome now. Yeah, he cool. His body is straight. But let's say 10 years from now, y'all end up getting married. You marry this man based off of the surface, and he get a good.
Yeah.
He cut the beard off.
So what other things would you consider somebody being in a relationship for some surface level?
The amount of money they make. The job that they have. A lot of people marry people off of clout. You know, like, you see people, and men and women do it all the time. They basically date somebody off of their... public stature. Like, they may be a councilman, or they may own the company, or they may do this. Okay, when they get out of politics, what about it then? What about that person are you going to hold on to?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I always told myself, like, I would want my wife to be somebody, if she went dead broke, no career, no money, no nothing, somebody I would be able to continuously still love, appreciate, and still be attracted to.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like, you have to be able to, like, find stuff like your, like, the people out there that have grandparents that's been married 55, 60 years, like, what do they got? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you like to look at J and B, but, like, somebody that you can more so relate to, somebody yeah. that's actually had a successful marriage. Like, even if the marriage has had bumps and bruises in the marriage, what about them? What about their relationship kept them together?
I need to ask my parents that, because, like, my mom and dad, I'm 30. They've been married for, like, 28 years now. But it's like, when you're around them, you can really tell, like, they're having a good time with each other. They're laughing. They're joking. Like,
That's what needs to be on the podcast.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I know a lot of times we like to ask questions from our friends and associates and coworkers and stuff like that. But, like, how often do we ask somebody advice that's actually doing what we're trying to achieve?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we got homies and homegirls that's like, okay, you talking to them about this guy, you talking to them about this girl, but how many of them are you talking to that's in a relationship, successful relationship?
Shoot, I really don't know too many people in a successful relationship.
So you gotta switch up where you get your advice from too, or you're gonna continue to fall into the same issues.
But I mean, shoot, what is a successful relationship when you think about it? Because everybody
I think that's based on relation per relationship.
Okay.
I feel like every relationship is custom.
Okay.
So it should be like a Mercedes engine. Like, it should be, each relationship should be based off of an AMG engine. Yeah, that it should be based off of.
These are women listening. Don't nobody know what an AMG engine is.
Ladies, a Mercedes-Benz AMG engine is a specially built engine.
Okay.
Each engine is built by one mechanic per car.
Okay, we learned something.
So, for example, this mechanic can build a Mercedes-Benz S63 AMG from January 1st to January 30th. That car, that engine that he builds, since it's customly built, can be 605 horses. Mm. He can then build an engine from February 1st to February 28th, and that engine would be 595 horses. So, like, that shows you how difficult, one, it is to achieve the task, two, how hard it is to be consistent. And that relates to relationships also, too, because each relationship should be consistent. You can have a successful relationship over here. Let's use somebody who everybody knows, Will and Jada.
Okay.
So we know that based off of history and things that we've heard and things that we've recently heard Jada Pinkett say is that they somewhat have somewhat of an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They have been married what it seems like to be. They seem to be happy. They still in a relationship. They didn't go get a divorce like every other Hollywood couple in a happy relationship. What's working for them may not work for you. So what you have to find out is what works for you. You can't say, okay, I want a J and B relationship and try to apply that to your relationship and get upset whenever it fails. Mm. You have to take a step back and say, okay, cool. That may not work for me, but what works for me? Like, is my man living on the East Coast and me living on the West Coast best better for our relationship? Does that work for us? True. Sure. I'm going to try that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's people out there that see their husbands two times or three times a week.
Mm.
Then there's some people out there that need to see their husbands 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to find out exactly what works for you and then move on from there. But you can't have objectives of a relationship which you want to go off of based on somebody else's relationship. Like you can't even mimic your parents' relationship and hope that it's the same thing that works for you. You have to say, okay, what's best for me? These are my needs. What's best for him? These are his needs. How can we bring that together and make our relationship custom? Okay. You need an AMG engine.
Okay. Lord have mercy. Back to the AMG engine.
Quality. You need a quality.
Okay.
A quality relationship.
So when it comes to needs, like, let me see, how can I word this? How can a woman make sure that she is not being a doormat and gets her needs met in a relationship?
Like, she has to be aggressive. Like, she has to be, like...
I'm just like, I mean, come on. What if she's a beta female?
You asking, okay, but, like... But see, that's the thing. Like, she has to figure out ways to communicate what she needs, for one. If she's a communicator, and she's with somebody who does not like to communicate, she may not be with the right person. So, a lot of times, you have to stop assessing what you need while being with somebody who you are not compatible with.
Okay.
So if you're not compatible with that person, this may not be the best person for you.
Yeah.
So you trying to win an NBA championship with a New York Knicks roster. That ain't gonna happen.
Lord have mercy.
You have to lower your expectations. Okay, you gotta build a little bit. Lowering your expectation may mean getting out of a relationship, reassessing yourself, and then getting into another relationship that may be a lot more conducive to what you're trying to achieve.
Okay. So here we go, reassessing yourself.
Yeah.
So how can a woman know that it's time to say, you know what, something ain't right here. It is time to reassess.
When you look into your relationship account and you got more going out than coming in, that's when you need to relook at your relationship.
Okay.
Just like a bank account. Like, if you're not stacking something in your relationship to one day lead to the ultimate goal, if that's your ultimate goal of being a wife, and if you're putting out more in your relationship than you're receiving from this guy, then you automatically need to reassess.
Okay.
And he ain't gonna change either.
He ain't gonna change.
No, he's not gonna change.
How do you know that though?
What are you doing to change him?
Okay, well,
you're a doormat.
Okay.
So a lot of times, like, men are like they're like wolves.
Okay.
So like a wolf is, if once they attack you, they're gonna finish you off. They're gonna go in for the kill too.
What?
They're just not gonna wound you. They're just not gonna just wound you and just run off into the woods. Nah, they're gonna kill it. It's just like anything else. So if you look at a man like that type of species, if alpha wolf matches up with alpha wolf.
Okay.
Beta wolf matches up with beta wolf. What? They mesh.
I don't think that's true.
Yes, it is. So an alpha dog is not going to go head-to-head with an alpha dog. If he is, that means he's trying to take over. Okay,
you're talking about, like, fighting, but I'm...
But it's the same thing. Okay. So, like, if you become a doormat and you show a guy that you can run all... Oh, he can run all over you. Right. Why would he change and want to be less than? He's winning in what he's trying to do. So a lot of times, like, it's all about the trick of the ego. So if you become this walking doormat, mm-hmm. and this guy can just run all over you...
Yeah.
He can just... Do this and do that. And
that
do this.
Sounds real
what,
fun.
What motivates him to actually make you happy?
Well, I understand that the behavior would have to change. I get that. I understand that.
So women have to be responsible. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, the situation they're in, they're responsible for it.
By their own behaviors.
By their own behavior and not changing.
Okay.
Yeah, not changing. Okay, you've been dating a guy for 2 years. He's been doing the same thing for 2 years. Why are you still in this relationship? Oh, because I like him. Oh, because I love him. Okay. But is that going to change exactly where you are? How is that going to propel you to being something better than what you were?
Well, I mean, you always have those women out there that really feel like either they don't deserve, you know, what they might want, or they just don't feel like it's really anything better out there.
If you feel like you, well, let's address the first point. If you feel like you don't deserve something, that means that's a clear sign that you need to go be by yourself and reevaluate yourself.
But you'll be surprised how many friends I have, or even me myself, like, can't take compliments. They, like, when men, when they meet a nice guy and they do nice things for them, they're like, they think something's wrong with the guy.
Right, because they're so submersed in this level of, like, mental fatigue, like, emotional and mental fatigue. Like, you're mentally fatigued. A lot of times, women like that, if you track their track record over the last 10 years, you can then look at the multitude of relationships that they've been in.
Mm.
Like, and then within that 10-year time frame, and with all those multiple relationships that they've been in, you then can say, okay, how many breaks have you had in those relationships?
Okay.
Then you look at that. I bet you would see that they've had short breaks
mm-hmm.
in their relationships. And they've had short spurts of relationships.
I mean, why?
Whether that's boyfriend, talking. I don't know what talking is.
Oh, God.
And talk, people that they talk to, cuddy buddies, whatever. Like, whatever relationship that they've been in, right? I bet you would see a high amount of those. And you would see short spurts in between each one of those. Because a lot of times that characteristic is a woman that feels as if she needs to be with somebody to make herself feel whole. So if you can't feel whole by yourself,
I have to disagree with you.
If you can't feel whole,
I'm not saying that that isn't a trait, but I'm telling you, there are some people out here who they will date someone, but just get obsessed or stuck on that person for a long time.
Why?
Because I don't know.
Is it the D?
No.
It is a lot. That plays a part in it.
So, but
we're grown. We're not supposed to talk about it.
Okay. So,
if you use sex, if you're using sex as your tool to hold on to your man, then he's not going to give you anything else of substance. Like, you should bring everything to the table.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't give him the cookie and expect for the cookie to hold on to it. If he's such a good guy that you going crazy over this boy, what makes you think the other women ain't going crazy over him also?
Okay. All right, whatever.
Anyway. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have something else. Like, you got to give him something else that motivates him to stay in whatever relationship arena that y'all are in. I'm not even saying, like, this is a boyfriend-girlfriend thing, okay? If y'all are friends
mm-hmm.
and no sex is involved, what is making this friendship thrive?
Right.
Do y'all go out and have fun together?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have great conversations? Like, what is it about it? Does he call and check up on you throughout your day? Like, can you know, does he say nice stuff to you? Like, what is it about? What is the meat of the relationship?
Okay. Lord.
You know, meat, I'm not saying, no pun intended. Well, you gotta like take the, I'm not saying like, and I'm a big advocate for like, if you want to have sex with somebody, like, do that, but also bring something else with it. Like,
what?
Grab something.
But what
else
if that's all they want?
If y'all are in a situationship to where is sex only involved, then let that be it. Y'all don't need to be going out on no dates. Y'all don't need to be talking on the phone. Y'all don't need to be talking about what mama did and what brother did and what your homegirls did. Or what do you think about this situation with my homegirl and her little boo thing?
Mm.
Y'all don't need to have them conversations. It needs to be, meet me here at 6 o'clock. He needs to be gone in 30 minutes.
What? Maybe an hour, no?
No.
Okay.
See, once you, because that hour, that consists, 10 minutes of that hour is consists of the pillow talking. That's what you get caught up in.
Okay.
So it needs to be straight, whatever the parameters is. And that's a good point, too, though, because whatever arena that y'all in, the first conversation y'all need to have is just like whenever you go into a new job. These are my expectations. These are your expectations. Boom.
How do you know what you expect from somebody, though, as soon as you meet them? Like, sometimes you might kind of like somebody or crush on them, but then just realize later on down the road that really all you like is to just sleep with them. You know what I mean? So the expectations.
I still feel as if you need to start off with some expectations and then alter those expectations as time goes on. But if you start a relationship in a gray area, you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to stay there.
Okay. So I guess my next question would be, how does a woman have that expectations conversation without saying, okay, what are we? You know what I mean?
You don't say, what are you? You ask the guy. It's all about wordplay and it's all about charisma.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like being on the job. So instead of asking your boss, what do you want me to do? You say, okay, what are your expectations of me today?
Mm-hmm.
You ask your partner, like, what are your expectations for me in this relationship?
But like, then you have those guys that'll be like, because I don't know how many times me or my homegirl have gotten, well, you know, right now I'm not looking for a relationship, but it could evolve into something.
He answered your question. He answered your question in the first 5 to 7 words.
Okay.
I'm not really looking for anything right now, but boom. That automatically used to tell you that where this is about to go. You about to be shawty on the side, gray area, getting into an argument with somebody that ain't even your man type vibe within the next 3 to 6 months.
Mm.
Because he's in a gray area to where he does not want to be in a relationship. A man knows what he wants.
Mm.
And whatever he tell you, believe it.
Say it one more time.
And my key thing that I tell my homegirls all the time is, whatever he's telling you, believe that. Don't go by his actions.
Why, though?
Go by what he tells
you. But I don't understand why guys have different actions.
You know
and
why? Because men like good company.
Now you just taught me something new.
If you a cool woman and you somebody that vibes and y'all vibing on all levels in y'all relationship, in the back of his head, he still knows he's not ready to commit to one woman, but he still like you though.
So does that mean that in his head he also feels like there's somebody better for him than me?
It's not that more so better. There could be another woman offering him something different than what you're offering him.
Mm.
He could be talking to 5 different women, and all these 5 women make him happy, and all of them bring something different to the table.
Now, if a girl does that, do you think that's okay? If she has that same starting 5?
She should be.
Okay.
If you're not in a relationship with somebody, you should be dating multiple people.
Oh, gosh. You said it like it's so easy.
You should be doing exactly what your grandma and grandpa did when they were courting. In the 50s and 60s.
I never asked my grandma and grandpa. Them.
They were courting. And so he was courting her, and maybe she was courting somebody else. And then when they figured out that they liked each other, they got into a relationship. They ain't never did know, okay, me and Johnny was talking.
So you feel like a woman can like multiple people at one time?
She should be. I mean, it would be nice for her to. I'm not sure. A lot of times a lot of women can't. There's some women out here that can't have sex with multiple people.
Yeah.
And there's some women out here that can only have sex with one guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you should be dating. What exactly is dating? Dating is simply that. You are going on dates with people to get to know people. And the biggest thing about dating multiple people is that you more so learn more so about yourself than the other people that you're dating.
So do you think she should use Tinder to go on these multiple dates?
If she wants to.
Tinder?
If she wants to.
I heard Match.com is really popping. Like, there's stock
Plenty of fish?
No.
Plug all these people in.
That's where the crazies come from.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever facet she needs to do. Also, like, you got to be the type, too. Like, whatever you mentally put energy into, that's what you're going to attract. So if you want to attract a guy that looks a certain type of way, but not also attract somebody who's going to feed you spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, that's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get somebody who looks just like you want them to look, but they're going to leave you void in all other areas and facets of your life.
So how do you suggest she learns how does someone attract the right type of person then?
The same way she attract that job that she wants, or that pair of shoes that she wants, or that bag that she wants, the same thing that you mentally put your mind to. So that means you have to stop thinking and meditating one-sided. So like, meditation is nothing much greater than continuously putting a lot of brain power into your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sit on a cliff and cross your legs.
I like
And tap into your Buddha. You don't have to do that to meditate. You can be daydreaming and meditating.
Mm-hmm.
But what you continuously put your mind into, so you have to meditate specifically and be specific in your requests. You want a man that looks a type of way, dresses a type of way, feeds you mentally, emotionally, physically. If you pray that prayer, a specific prayer, boom, that's what you will get.
Okay.
But if you just ask generically for the universe to bring you
she needs to
be specific. The key to it all is, and for any goal that you're trying to achieve, whether it's a relationship, financially, or professionally, you need to be specific in your requests.
Okay. Specific. Key. That's the hardest part.
In your requests.
You're probably like the second person to come on the podcast and say, be specific.
Be specific in your requests. It's just like building something at damn Build-A-Bear.
Okay.
You don't just want to say, okay, give me a bear.
Mm-hmm.
I want a brown bear. You know, it's 200 of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to go in there. You stitch your bear up. You put clothes on them. You know what I'm saying? You do all these different things like that. It's just like, it's the same thing, man.
Okay, so my next question for you, because you say a lot, or you have said a mouthful about bringing something to the table, So how do you feel about women dating men that don't necessarily bring as much to the table as them?
They can't, you can't have, my mom says a lot of times, you can't have an expensive wine taste with a cheap champagne budget.
Mm.
Like, you have to align your expectations with your reality.
Okay.
Like, you can't have this raggedy dude but want Prince Harry goals, you know what I'm saying? You can't have fairy tale goals, you know what I mean? Like, you have to get on the same level. Like, a lot of times women are get dating guys that's on level 1, but they want him to be on a level 10. Like,
but do you work with him and help him get to level 10?
No, you cannot date somebody based off potential.
Why? Cannot.
You cannot, because it's going to be unsuccessful. It's not going to work.
But
now you're saying you want to raise a man.
No, not necessarily raise him.
So if you're raising, if you building this guy up, and you doing all these things and pouring so much into him during this process, what is he giving you?
What am I giving me?
What are you giving you?
It seems like
you're giving a lot, and you're not. And whenever this a lot that you're giving, you're not even giving to yourself.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be giving a lot, you need to be more so pouring a lot more into yourself.
Okay. Okay.
So you can't, you know, you just can't. I think the moral to this whole conversation is, like, if people,
I mean, because you stay in school, me, like, I'm just
people
saying,
have to, people have to get like a foundation of themselves. Boom, the foundation of myself are point A. I'm gonna be specific in my requests
mm-hmm.
of anything that I want in life.
Okay.
Point B. I vow to give more to myself than I do to somebody else.
Mm.
Three. I'm gonna love myself. I'm gonna value my love that I have for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to focus on positivity and then let everything else, like, flow. People put more energy into maintaining or obtaining a relationship than they do friends, family, and their profession.
Okay. So,
like, a relationship should not be in your top 5 things that you're trying to achieve in 2018.
Now,
it shouldn't.
We hear so much about love yourself. It seems like we're in a time of, like, mental health and positivity mm-hmm. and loving yourself. But women, I don't think we always know what it means to love ourselves mm-hmm. or to practice self-care, because, you know, we might think, oh, we get our nails done, we get our hair done, we might go mm-hmm. to the gym. But what, from a man's perspective, what exactly shows that a woman loves herself?
I think the amount of time she spends by herself is a good way that you can look. Like, that's like a good, like, that's kind of like what you call an indicator. Like, an indicator may not lead you directly to the point that you're trying to get to, but it kind of shows you a lot of different things. Like, for me, if I know a woman is okay with spending time by herself, that probably tells me that she's self-confident,
mm-hmm.
That she's sustaining with what she's trying to do in life,
mm-hmm.
and in a multitude of other areas. So, like, but whenever you meet a woman who, I don't want to go to the movies by myself. I don't want to go take myself out to eat. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. When they always feel like they have to use somebody else as a crutch mm-hmm. to build themselves up,
mm-hmm.
that's an indicator that she may not be efficient in loving herself.
Oh, okay.
So, like, men have to look for indicators, just like women have to look for indicators in men. Like, if you're talking to a guy that may, so let's say he has daddy issues or mama issues, you have to understand that with those issues, it's going to be a trickle-down effect of other things that you're going to have to tackle as a woman while interacting and being with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, focus on the indicators of different things, like, and pay attention to those things. Like, a lot of times people show you who they really are, like, early in the game.
Okay. So what other indicators would show that a woman loves herself other than being able to spend time by herself?
Physical self-care.
Okay.
Like, I mean, even though it may seem so bland and so, like, okay, every woman go get their mani and pedi done. No, I think that's important. Like, I want my woman to go, like, go have a spa day. Mm-hmm. Like, go get your nails done. Go get your feet done. Go get your hair done 3 times. You know, y'all, it's the summertime, so y'all getting braids every other week.
Like, yeah, I know, I need some.
$2,000 on hair over the summertime.
Yeah, that's like, how it is.
Like, so, like, go do all that. That makes you happy? Cool. Like, fellas have to let women do things that women do. Mm-hmm. Go be happy. Go get your hair done. Go spend money on this. Like, whatever.
Right,
like,
okay, yes.
Like, because, I mean, a lot of the OGs will tell you, like, happy wife, happy life. Like, okay. That's the truth to that. Like, of course, women, you have to be ready for women. It's kind of like, what's a good example? You know who DeMarcus Cousins is? They call him Boogie. He's in the NBA.
He went
to the Golden State Warriors. Well, Boogie is a good talent. He's going to give you stuff on the floor, but you also got to know Boogie's going to give you issues in your locker room.
For real?
It's a give, take, bad attitude. Yeah. And you have to assess, like, okay, is the risk going to be greater? Is the risk going to be greater than the reward?
Okay.
So, like, it's the same thing with men and dating women. Like, let that girl go do what she want to do. Let her go spend time with her friends. Let her go on her girl's trip. Like, don't bog down on her and, like, put all this pressure on her to be somebody that she's not.
So, how about spiritually?
Yeah.
Where does, like, how can that be an indicator of, because, you know, you said the physical self-care, you said the spending time alone, like, spirituality, like, how important is that?
I think spirituality is far much greater a need for men and women than I would say religion. I would say, like, a lot of times you can meet a lot of dope women, but you can tell that religion, whatever their religion is, kind of weighs them down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I believe that spirituality should be key. And, like, a lot of times spirituality is becoming one with yourself.
Okay.
Because being one with yourself is putting you into alignment to put you to where God wants you to be. And that can be God based on no matter what your religion is. You know, like, you know, spirituality is like the sphere, like, of all of that. Like, that what gives life meaning. You know, like, so, like, what she does on a spiritual level, is going to show me, okay, how she feels. If she's heavy in religion, a lot of times, if she's heavy in religion, she may not be heavy in spirituality.
Okay.
So a lot of guys feel as if, you know, like, based on how much a woman prays, like, she should be praying daily. Mm-hmm. She should be meditating daily. Mm-hmm. You know, she should be pouring into herself spiritually.
Okay.
And then you should be doing the same thing. So, like, if y'all can go kick it and have sex with one another, y'all should be able to put that same energy into praying with one another, too.
Okay.
Like, it shouldn't be shameful for you all to do that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you all should be connected on a much deeper level, and you should be dating people out here that have substance to themselves, like, who you can have multiple, multifaceted conversations with. Like, you should be able to talk about sports, entertainment, trash TV.
You should be able to talk about whatever you're into,
What NeNe Leakes did last week.
Because I'm not into sports, so if you expect me to have a conversation about what LeBron does, I'm going to be like, I'm sorry.
But you can impress him and be like, okay, I got on Bleacher Report today.
No.
I saw LeBron went to the Lakers. Nope. That would impress him.
No, because remember, that goes back to you saying, be yourself.
Be
and if
yourself.
That's not me, then
but,
I ain't
but,
going
but
for
one thing
it.
We didn't talk about is relationships are about compromise, too.
Oh, God. That's a whole nother podcast.
No, it's not. We can talk about that today.
No, that's a whole nother podcast.
It's about compromise. Okay, we won't get into it, but it's about compromise. It's about stepping outside of your comfort zone. Not saying everything. I'm not saying compromise yourself.
Yeah.
I'm saying be a compromising person. So sometimes you may not want to do certain things, but you may be able to do things that make this person happy. And then he should be doing the same thing. Where he may not want to go to damn Ulta and watch you walk around and look at makeup all day. Mm-hmm. But he may say, okay, I'm going to do that today because, you know, that's what she really wants to do. She want to go get that new Fenty Beauty. I'm going to go in there and give her some good feedback for about an hour and I'm going to dip out. Like, even though you may know that he hates that, but if he compromises and still does it, that will impress you, wouldn't it?
I mean, it would make me feel nice.
It would make you feel nice. And so the same thing when he want to go to the gun range, and you scared of guns, but you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. That makes him happy.
Okay. Now, what you going to say to the people that are like, well, since he knows all this about relationships, why is he single?
I'm single because I don't want to be in a relationship.
Oh, God.
I'm happy.
Here we go.
I'm happy cooling out and being, like, I'm legit. Like, there a lot of, like, I tell my brother, I've been talking to him all week about something. A lot of times, you have to tell people what you want. Mm-hmm. You meet a woman. be 100 with her. Keep it honest. Look, you're a beautiful young lady. You seem like you're real cool. I'm not ready to be in a relationship right now.
But what if she feels like she can change that?
That's her problem.
Oh, my God.
That ain't my problem. Because I just told you. I just told you. Like, women have to stop trying to change men and change their mindset. Every time, you're going to fail. But my thing is, too, you should be happy. You should be thrilled that you meet a man and he tells you he is not ready to be in a relationship. You know how many men out here that are, like, legit afraid to have those conversations and that would dog you and, like, lead you on to think that y'all about to be something that you're not, and you spend six months to a year with this person, and then finally you put that pressure on him to be in a relationship, and he tells you a year later that he don't want to be in a relationship. Yeah. Why didn't he tell you that a year ago?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You should be thrilled that somebody is... Last week, you were praying for honesty. You and God were talking about it. Then you meet a man in the bar or at the club, and he keeps it 100 with you. That is not a sign for you to run.
But how do y'all know, like, just off of interacting with somebody, like, that you...
Energy is supreme.
But so you don't feel like friends can turn into something?
Yes, but friends should also be listening to one another, too. You can't have it in your mindset, I'm going to convert this person into being ready for a relationship, and they just sit there and tell you that they're not. Mm. Like, you should be happy that he's not trying to dog you out.
Mm. Sometimes I still will, even telling you that, they'll still...
No, because that means that you're giving something that you shouldn't be giving. Like, if he's sitting there telling you that y'all not if he's not ready to be in a relationship, that shouldn't put you in relationship mode. That should put you in friend mode.
God, but when you like somebody, how do you be their friend?
Maturity. It takes maturity.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We ain't gonna get into that.
I just want y'all to know that I don't really think that Aaron really believes that any of this stuff is as easy as he's making it
sound. I'm not saying
today.
That it's easy, but most stuff that's worth some value, it takes a lot of energy and a lot of work to get. Like, you don't go to college and get a 4-year degree in a semester.
No, you don't.
So it takes some hard work, it takes some dedication, it takes some ups and downs, it takes some bumps in the road, but you have to stay resilient and persevere. And stay focused on more so what your goal is. Like, you may date for 2 years, and you may have some trash dating experience, but that shouldn't mean that. That doesn't mean that on year 3 that you ain't going to meet your Romeo.
Okay.
So you have to stay persistent, because if you ain't in the game, you ain't shooting that shot. You ain't going to score.
All right, so you get 3 main points out of all the lessons you just taught me right here in these 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. 3 main points to tell the ladies that you feel like they have to know.
I would say... Spend some time with yourself.
Okay.
I would say that's vitally important. I would say identify whatever it is that makes you, that triggers in your mind that you love yourself. Spend time doing that. And I would say the third one is give to yourself more than you are giving to anything else.
Oh,
you shouldn't even be giving more to your job than you are to yourself.
Okay.
So I would say spend some time with yourself, and everything reflects around self. If you invest in those 3 areas of self, I would say in a short period of time, you will be able to identify that you love yourself.
Oh, wow.
That you found self-love.
And then once you love yourself, ladies.
Then you go out there and find a man.
No, he will find you.
You keep on believing that if you
don't
want to.
Don't shoot your shot.
Don't believe nobody that's single that tells you that.
Don't shoot your shot, okay?
He will come to you. Shot.
A man that has found a wife has found a good thing. Nah, but thank you, Aaron.
Well, all right. Keep on waiting on that.
All right, Aaron. So, thank you for coming on.
Plug them in.
Oh, yeah. You need to plug them in. You should have did that at the beginning.
Nah, see, it's not even about that. I'm a selfless person. Look at that.
Oh.
Everybody, go to your Instagram right now. Type in black, BLACK.
Oh, my God.
Fly, FLY, own, ON, THE, wall, WALL. Follow that. That's my mini series.
Yes, and it's amazing, you guys. I wish you would
have
talked about that.
All black male cast talking about real issues in the world, relationships, women, politics, police involved shootings, all of that. Go to the Instagram account, click on the link in the bio, catch up on the first 4 episodes of season 2, catch up on the first 5 to 6 episodes of season 1. Follow the page, like, comment. We have crazy discussions on there.
You'll love it.
Crazy posts on there about all kind of things, like from women shooting their shot to relationships
that you shouldn't do,
to women picking up that bill sometimes.
And again,
you should
not, until the fourth date.
You can't use the same principles that your grandma and grandpa lived off of in the '50s and apply that to 2018.
Why not?
Don't try to use that old school beard.
Whatever.
And we out here driving our Hondas and Chargers and other stuff like that. It's a new world. Working. No, it ain't. It's a new world. So yeah, follow the page and let us know what you think. Comment and subscribe to the YouTube channel. The link is in the bio. The website is there. Everything is there. Thank you. Much love, peace, love, happiness.
Thank you, Aaron.
Bye.
Bye.